Okay, if someone came by and your wife said, stay right here until I get back, okay? And somebody came by and said, let's go into town for a minute. Say, okay. And you got halfway in there and you got to think, I blank...
I promised my wife I wouldn't leave.
Okay, and you say, I blank not do that.
I better not do that.
Or how about ought, would you... I
ought not to do that.
Would you ever say
possibly that? Would, yes.
Okay. A boy got a whip and you say, I'll bet he did something he...
deserved.
Okay, or something that he in turn...
shouldn't have done.
Okay. Okay, we're still bouncing down there. I'm going to skip over some of these grammatical points here because I'm sure they're going to work in the conversation sooner or later. All right, how about the kind of bird that you can see, the bird that can see in the dark that comes out at night?
Whippoorwill.
All right, that's the one that comes out at night. How about the one that a lot of people are afraid of?
Bat?
No, a bird, not a bat.
Bat's a mouse.
A big bird that's a predator, flies, it's got two eyes in the front, turns its head all the way around. Sometimes they make a screech.
Screech owl.
Okay. How about the same kind of bird that makes a different kind of noise?
Hoot owl.
Okay. What does a hoot owl look like? I mean,
just like most owls, I suppose. He has the ears sticking up, sort of like, look like ears.
Okay.
But I guess it's feathers. I never have examined that close. Okay. The curved beak and brown feathers.
They're pretty big.
Pretty good size.
Around here, they're pretty big. Okay. What about a kind of bird that drills holes in trees? What do you call it?
Woodpecker.
Okay. You got any other names for them around here?
Some people call them peckerwoods.
Okay. What kind of people call them peckerwoods around here?
The older people.
Older people?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How about the kind of animal that's black and white and has a powerful smell? What do you call it? Has a bad smell if you get too close to me and squirt you.
Oh, a skunk.
Okay, you got any other names for that?
Polecat.
Okay. What kind of animals come out and raid the hen roost at night? What do you call those animals?
Oh, fox.
Okay. You have any names for all those kinds that come get into the hen roost or something?
Oh, yeah. Varmints.
Okay. How about a bushy-tailed animal in the treetops in the city? A lot of times you see them in the
squirrel.
City.
Squirrel.
Okay. Are there any different kinds of squirrels that you can think of?
Fox squirrels and cat squirrels.
Cat squirrels? Okay. Mm-hmm. How about the color?
Fox squirrel is usually gray. And maybe a little red, a little more red than the other.
Okay.
Than the cat squirrel. And the fox squirrel is a lot larger.
Yeah. Have you ever heard the term mountain boomer?
No.
For a squirrel, used for squirrel?
No.
Okay. You never heard a squirrel called a boomer at all? See, how about an animal that's like a squirrel, but it's a lot smaller, doesn't have a big tail, just runs along the ground, has little stripes down its back.
Oh, chipmunk?
Yeah, you have any other names for them around here?
No.
Okay. Where do they usually live in this part of the country? I mean, they live, what kind of?
Just in the woods.
Okay. Name the type of fish that you can get around here in the streams. What kinds of fish?
Oh, bass, brim. Catfish, crappie, and sucker. And of course, there's carp in the river, but they're not much to eat. And that's about it. Shellcracker.
Okay. How about what are the things that?